Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
Today is the first Monday in September. That means, of course, that it is also Labor Day. And if I may generalize, the observance traditionally means vacations are over, a new school year is underway, and football is starting. And if you follow the advice of the fashion mavens, today is the last day you can wear white and still appear to be cool. Ah, summer, we hardly knew ye. Well, summer's not over, of course. Fall doesn't arrive for 3 weeks, but I get the symbolism of turning the page on the calendar. As an old labor union guy myself, and a writer who once covered the labor beat for the Toledo Blade, I look at Labor Day a little differently. I try to remember its real meaning. It's a meaning that millions of our countrymen pay little attention to. Its original intent was to honor the working men and women of blue-collar America and acknowledge the value of a hard day's work. You know, the people who make things, fix things, teach things. It's fine to celebrate all of that with burgers and beers in the backyard, provided the message isn't lost. We still have labor unions, and they still negotiate contracts and file the occasional grievance with management. But labor-management relations look far different today than what earlier generations experienced. In the 1930s and 1940s, few companies wanted anything to do with labor organizations and union organizers, who were often branded as communists for wanting to improve working conditions that were often unbearable and even inhumane. Such efforts led to violent confrontations in many of America's industrialized cities. Occasionally, people died, including here in Toledo. Labor tensions were a part of the deal, and the danger of a strike always loomed whenever a contract was about to expire. In the late 1960s and early 1970s, I wrote a weekly column in the Blade on the local labor scene, and a regular feature of the column was to post an update on any new strikes that had begun and which had been settled. The process was so predictable. The union would demand the moon, the company would offer next to nothing. Ultimately, after much bitterness, they found common ground, neither side getting everything they wanted. The acrimony produced by the strike often lingered for years. Over time, that contentious relationship began to change. Strikes became much less common as both sides sought more collaboration. Today, we seldom hear of one. Economic reality is part of it. So is the awareness that labor and management share a common goal, mutual prosperity. Several local labor leaders from the 60s and 70s are unknown to younger union members today. Chuck Ballard, Harry Morrell, Walter Murphy, Larry Steinberg, Dale Stormer, and Baltimore Velasquez, who more than once risked his own safety to organize farm workers in the Northwest Ohio farm fields. The United Auto Workers, the Teamsters, the Building Trades, the Farm Labor Organizing Committee, the AFL-CIO. Their history is Toledo's history. And today, we celebrate them all.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.